Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Yes, there's some question?
Yes, Maharaj. The first question would be from Sulakshana Didi. When we speak about the will of
she's
Krishna...
She's watching as she's asking or asking? Okay.
When we speak about the will of Krishna, which aspect of divinity does it refer to? Paramatma, Brahman, or Bhagavan?
Just that she can ask such a question is astonishing. Well, I suppose it, you know, who are we and who is Krishna? What is someone's conception of Krishna? So Veda Vyas, the Srimad Bhagavatam is there. 18,000 slokas to key us into Krishna conception. Sometimes the Bhagavatam is compared to the body of Krishna. First and second cantos like the lotus feet, and third, fourth, moving them. 10th canto said to be the smiling face of Krishna. Bilva Mangal Thakur has his conception of Krishna. Maduram, 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 badanam. Madurasya vibho. Vadanam, badanam. Maduram, maduram. Madugandhi mridu smitam etadaho. Maduram, 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 maduram. One maduram is not sufficient for him. Even two. Like what did Gurudev say? Sometimes like threeterful, tutorful, wonderful, tutorful, threeterful. And so he is a poet. He's not at a loss for words. So if a poet of the caliber of Bilva Mangal Thakur says maduram, 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 it's some indication of intensity and that he is overwhelmed in ecstasy. Like, sometimes I like to mention, I know nothing about Greek or Latin. There are nuns who could testify to that fact. But I do know how to use a dictionary. And we'll say ecstatic means to be outside, literally, like ecto and what's the opposite?
Endo.
Endo means outside yourself. Like sometimes Guru Maharaj would say, I get besides myself. He meant it in another way. But that outside of yourself, right? As if another type of self exists when we conceive of the ecstatic self. So when Bilva Mangal Thakur, this is pouring out of his heart, we can understand he's besides himself with ecstatic joy, being overwhelmed by the sweetness of Krishna. But that's a general statement too. We say Krishna is sweetness personified. Then he's, again, dialing us in and saying, well, the form of Krishna, Vapu, is maduram. The form of Krishna is sweet, irresistibly sweet to the eye. Like sometimes a book called Krishna Karanamritam, Krishna nectar for the ear. But I mentioned a sloka that's contained there. Jaya, 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 deva, deva, deva. Tribhuvana Mangala Dibhyanamadeya Jaya Jaya Deva Krishna Deva Sravanaman Nayanamrita Avatar. Hearing the holy name of Krishna, what is the result? For the mind, Nayanamrita Avatar. The eye nectar avatar, the avatar of eye nectar for the heart and soul and mind. So he's saying, when he looks sweet, he means that way. Beautiful and sweet, irresistibly so. Ahoituki apratyata. Causeless, and Guru Maharaj's word, irresistible. That's why I've mentioned the first line of defense for the pure devotees thinking themselves unqualified. Should some ecstatic emotion descend in them, they're resisting that, knowing fully well that Krishna is irresistible. If it can be resisted, must be something else. Ego, something, not Krishna. Why? Krishna is irresistible. So he's saying the vapu means the form. Advaitam achudim anadim anantarupam adyam purana purusham navayovanam cha. Contradicts the stereotype. Adyam purana purusham means the oldest person. So then from the Judeo-Christian point of view, oh, must have a very long beard, Michelangelo, when you put up there. I can do that. No, it says, Adyam Purana Purusham Navayovanam Cha. He's the oldest of all, but he appears evergreen, eternally youthful, but is the oldest of all at the same time. That's Krishna conception. Not some stereotype, some anthropomorphic, stereotypical imposition on what God would be by someone who clearly hasn't thought it through. So, and you know, his form, it's so beautiful, but his face is even sweeter still, going, you know, focusing. I have like the long shot, the medium shot, the close-up, extreme close-up. That's what he's doing. And then he says, but madugandhi, and madu means honey, sweet. Madugandhi, in terms of fragrance, madugandhi smita, madugandhi mridu, smitam etadaho. Said, and if you are fortunate enough to see the smiling face of Krishna, that's sweet, 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 sweet. Sweeter than all the rest. So the 10th canto of the Bhagavatam is compared to the smiling face of Krishna. Once we hear, you know, what does it say? Antakale, and yam yam vapi smaram bhavam tyajatante kale. So many slokas. Ante narayana smriti. What sort of consciousness to be in when one is leaving the body, passing. If you can remember the holy name at that time, very fortunate. Gurudev would point out in India, particularly Bengal, that you see, when they're always carrying the deceased person to the burning ghat, no matter what their theistic affiliation was previously, they always chant Krishna Nam on the way to the burning ghat. But that said, someone mentioned to Guru Maharaj about someone like taking the name of Krishna while leaving the world, and everyone thought, oh, they're doing the desired thing. And what Guru Maharaj said, and it will depend upon what is their conception of Krishna. Just to make a point, he would say, you know, there's First of all, there's a Vaikuntha Krishna. If you look in the old painting of all the different Vaikuntha planets, the names of it, Krishna is one of them. So there's a conception. Just to make a point, Guru Maharaj said, there's a famous demon whose name was Krishna. There you go. Then, you know, his avatars, Ramadi, Murti Shu Kalanya Menatishtan, Nanavataram Akarod Bhuvaneshu Kindu, Krishnak Svayak, Svayamyak Paramak Pumanyo. So many avatars, the Ram avatar, Nishing avatar, Matsya Kurma. When Mahaprabhu is in his divine, that 21-hour Bhav, divine manifestation, he's who anyone wants him to be, you could say. Ye tamam prapadyante tam stadeva bhajamyaham. He says in the Gita, as you surrender to me, I reciprocate that. Reciprocating with some, Vaikuntha Narayan, even Brahma, Paramatma, we told Vedanti Tattva Vidas, Tattvam Yajganam Advayam, Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaniti Shravyate. It says Advaya Gyan means only one thing to be known. There's really only one thing. Right? It sounds ostensibly under like, oh, that's like Mayavad. That's what they say. It's only one thing. Right? Like I mentioned that Einstein's mistress suggested that he carry a notebook around. She noticed he doesn't like have a notebook. Maybe he's absent-minded. She said, you know, you should carry a notebook around for all your ideas. And he said, I only have one idea. I don't need a notebook. I have this one idea. I'm searching for that one thing, by knowing which everything is known. Advaya Gyan means only one thing to be known. That is Krishna. But then how? Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavan. These three aspects are there. Right? Brahman, all-accommodating, right? Greater than Upanishad say, Anuranyan Mahato Mahayan, Atmasya Jantur, something. But saying, greater than the greatest, smaller than the smallest. Brahma. That's why the Guru Maharaj said, Madhavendra Puri, when he's in his divine viraha, Krishna viraha, he's feeling most extreme, intense separation from Krishna. And he's crying and wailing and lamenting, hey, Maturnath, Kodava Lakshase, Ayi Dina Dayadranata He Maturanata Kudava Lakshase. What will I do now without you? And his disciple in ignorance, Ramachandra Puri, saying, what are you lamenting about? Haven't you read the Bhagavad Gita? Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma Nasochati Nakangshati. Should be, you know, a spiritually realized soul's not lamenting. He's not hankering nor nasochati nakangshati. Not lamenting or hankering for anything. And here you are wailing. Right? And he said, you should be thinking, you know, tattvamasi, you're the soham, you're the biggest of the big, the greatest. We can understand Ramachandra Puri was a humanist. Say, you're, you know, so big. And Vaishnava saying, Gopi Bhartur Padakamalayo Dasa Dasa Anudasa, the servant of the servant of the servant, 1,000 times removed. Mahaprabhu, Ayi Nanda, Tanuja, Kinkaram, Patitam Mam, Vishame Bhavam Budho, Kripaya, Tavapada, Pankaja, Stita, Duli, Sadrisham, Vichintaya. Although I am Krishna Kinkar, eternal servant of Krishna, I don't know what happened. Now I am surrounded by an ocean of ignorance, nations, and saying, if I could be an atom of dust at your lotus feet, that would be my good fortune. That's the beginning we're talking about. Not to reign in hell. Right? And as I said, for our English second language friends, it doesn't mean reigning in hell. I'm going to say, it'll be reigning in hell when you're king of the world. No. R-E-I-G-N, as to be king or queen. You want that? You want to be the king or queen of hell? Or, Gurmars, you know, a thatched hut, a beggar in the upper world. An atom of dust at your holy lotus feet. Gurudev liked to tell about the Mahakali devotee who would say, "Go, Mother, if I can, in the back of your temple, in the corner, give me a little place there. I won't create any disturbance. I'll be quiet." He liked that because of the humility that person's just trying to get the least entrance. That's the proper aspiration for an aspiring servitor. Not, you know, voyeuristically envisioning themselves as a super servitor. Right? How childish that is. Like the play of children. No, the substantial person, I mean, for the least entrance. And it should be noted, Gurumar said, the next verse reveals that if that's granted, that atomic presence in the upper world, in the next verse, Nayanam Galarasru Daraya Vadhanam Gadgada Rudhaya Gira Pulakaya Nichitam Babu Kada Tavanama Grahaneva. Another description. He said, now the aspiration, because it's not tinged by even, you know, a trace amount of exploitative tendency or false ego, now pure. There's also desire in the spiritual world. Otherwise, what is the meaning of a kalpa taru, kalpa vriksha, desire tree? They're there to fulfill all your desires, not mundane desires. It means service aspirations, to supply all the paraphernalia necessary for service. So, Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Brahman of the Brahmavadis, no seva there. No, you know, the will of Krishna. Paramatma is the target of yogis. Sometimes devotees, we used to think like that, like, well, the Paramatma, yeah, Prabhu Jai, Haribol, yeah. I don't think it's so Jai Haribol easy. It's the target of yogis. When they say Pantashu Koti Shatavat Sarasam Pragam Vayora Tapi Manasom Muni Pungavan. Paramatma has no consort. So Bhagavan in earnest, Bahunam Janmanam Ante Gyanavam Mam Prabhadite Vasudev Sarvam Iti Samahatma Sudurlabaha. To understand, Vasudev, that after all of this, Krishna's the target. Not Brahma or Paramatma, it's Krishna. But as Gurumar say, distant Krishna conception, like we're seeing Everest from afar and saying, let us proceed. But what's proof positive that you're coming near Everest is coming in connection with the subordinate peaks that are surrounding Everest. That's the indication that you're making progress towards Everest. That's dasa, dasa, dasanudasa, tadbritya, britya, paricharaka, britya, britya. Coming in connection with those surrounding Krishna's entourage and their extension, that means you're moving in the proper direction of Krishna conception. Right. So, Vasudev, so that means, and from the distant, moving closer, and Adhoksaja realm, if we should say, means Vaikuntha, proper, Lakshmi and Narayan. From here on in, always, Shakti and Shaktiman, consort, Lakshmi and Narayan. 2.5 rasas, Shanta rasa, Dasya rasa, and in the case of some old-time servitors, an element of Sakya. Like an old-time servitor / friend. Ayodhya for the rest, Sita and Ram. But consorthood, there Madhura Rasa and brothers, Lakshman, and Bharat, Shatrughna, etc. But anyway, consorthood is limited there to Sita. Interestingly, we can imagine how beautiful is Ramachandra. We should, in one sense, don't think Ramachandra is not Krishna. Ramadi Murtishu Kalani Amena Tishna. He's Krishna. But not with all of his sweetness and everything being shown. But inconceivably beautiful. But like Krishna under some constraint. Not only in terms of behavior, but sweetness. Things that are exclusive to Krishna conception. Sarvad bhuta chamatkara lila karla varadi tulya madhura prema priya murli kalakujita manasa karshi. Things that are, Rupa Goswami identifies that not only devotees of Krishna find uniquely appealing about Krishna, but other avatars find attractive about Krishna, Vishnu finds attractive about Krishna, and Krishna, seeing his own reflection, sometimes he's enamored and wondering, who is this person who's so beautiful and suddenly now I have sentiments like Radharani? Who is that? It's Krishna. But, and that Ramachandra, we're told, the Dandakaranya Rishis, not verbally, but mystically conveying their the awakening of Madhura Rasa sentiments and Ramachandra saying, this Leela is limited to Sita Devi. Even we're told when she was exiled in the ashram of Valmiki, Ramachandra had to perform some yajnas, and the king should have the queen, like husband, wife, so some murtis of Sita were made. And they were, let's say it was all done properly, right? The Murti Pratishtha and all that. So they're really like Sita. And the Murtis were enamored by the beauty of Ramachandra. And still he said, no, there's Sita and Sita alone. Ek Patni, one wife. So consorthood is limited to one person in Ayodhya. But entering into Dwarka, 16,108 queens. But Parakia, beginning, you know, we can say Mathura, Vrindavan, Govardhan, Radha, like that. So what is our conception of Krishna? In terms of understanding what is the will of Krishna? One devotee, he was thinking, like Srila Prabhupada, Swami Maharaj said, Krishna, Balaram, and Vrindavan. And he had some affinity for Krishna's Babaji Maharaj, who Guru Maharaj said expressed his affinity toward Sakya Rasa. Anyway, going in this, he wanted to install Krishna and Balaram, but with Subal and Sridham. And they're asking Guru Maharaj about Subal. How should he be shown? And Guru Maharaj said, ready to fulfill the inner desires of Krishna. And they go, no, but how should he be shown? And Guru Maharaj said, ready to fulfill the inner desires of Krishna. And they're saying, no, but his hands, which way should they? And Guru Maharaj said, that the Murtiwala can decide. But when they asked him, when he heard this, talking about the will of Krishna, he's saying, ready to fulfill the inner desires of Krishna because of who he is. He's Subal, the leader of the highest type of Sakya Rasa. And one of the Gurus said, once he, the Subal Milan, when the daytime meeting of Radha and Krishna is generally not possible, but Krishna is pining for Radharani, he cannot contain, you know, he's feeling intense separation, and tells Subal to go fetch Radharani, and Subal says, that could be very difficult in the afternoon, and he sees, but Krishna's suffering so intensely, her separation, so, and we're told, Subal, because of the family connection, if Srimati Radharani were to appear as a boy, there would be resemblance there. So how, as a footnote, how beautiful the cowherd boy Subal must be. Two, he looks like Radharani, but as a boy. So he comes to her house, and the parents are wondering, why are you here, Subal? He's saying, oh, one of the calves is lost. We're searching. And then he tells Radharani, Krishna is feeling so much separation from you. You must come now. She said, not possible at this time. But then some idea comes. If they will exchange garments, he looks like her. If she will put her hair up, put on turban, cowherd dress, they do that. And Radharani is going like this. Oh, you found the cat. In her clothes, he's sitting in the room, and you know. And then when Radharani as Subal returns, Krishna's lost in madness. Guru Maharaj says that Kalidas has one book called the Meghadoot. Rupa Goswami has a Hansadoot. There are other Hansadoots. There's books like that that means messenger. Hansa, so it's understood, a swan can be a messenger. But in Kalidas's book called Meghadoot, the cloud is the messenger. And that's seems to contradict what's possible. So he gives the explanation. Sometimes when you're so lost in lust, you don't know animate from inanimate. This, you're just... And he himself explains, because how can the cloud be the messenger? So here, Krishna, he's lost. He cannot recognize. So when Srimati Radharani appears, Krishna is saying, Subal, where is Radharani? And Radharani, seeing Krishna in his conditions, he's saying, not possible. And Krishna's like, oh, I can't go on. And to test him, Radharani as Subal, she says, I could get Chandravali. Just that she would say that is noteworthy. And Krishna says, no, you don't understand my heart. Only Radharani will do. No one else but her. And Radharani is happy to hear that and takes off the turban. Her hair comes down and she says, don't you recognize your eternal servitor? So when Guru Maharaj says, ready to fulfill the inner desire of Krishna, it has some particular meaning to him. So there's the general sense of the will of Krishna. Or what would Gurudev say? The wills of Krishna. Which again is like his teasing joke, but he's like making a point. The wills of Krishna. And I remember one time some devotee, sort of, we could say, being contentious with Gurudev. And Gurudev would say something, and that devotee would go, oh no, Maharaj, that's not true. You don't understand. Yeah. And he'd go, no, but Prabhu. And again, no, Maharaj, no, that's not right. That's not. And like after two or three times, Gurudev said, you are telling Father Krishna, but I am thinking it is Ma Kali. But you are telling it is Father Krishna. But I am thinking it is Ma Kali. And as he got ready to say one more time, Gurudev said, anyway, Prabhu, what can I say? It is all the will of Allah. So what is the will of Krishna? And how will we know that? How will it be broadcast to us? Through which agent? Which agency? And will it be something meaningful and substantial? So the Vaishnavas say, actually, the will of the Vaishnava is supreme. They say, no, but Krishna, he is, yes, but Aham bhakta paradino yasvan tantra eva dvija sadhu bir bhakta hridaya bhaktar bhakta janapriya. Krishna says, in the beginning, that book, the Bhagavatam, it says, Swarat, he's independent. The will of Krishna is independent of any other consideration. Guru Maharaj is saying, Hegelian terms, reality is for itself and by itself. But then he says, Hung Bhakta Paradino, Hyasvan Tantra Iva Dvija. But in the presence of devotion, it's as if I lose my independence. He's Bhakta Vatsala. Has so much love and affection for his devotees. So then the devotees will think, really, they're in the primary position. This is the test and the indication of devotion is where the infinite comes under the control of the finite. As Krishna consents to be bound, Damodar, to be bound by Mother Yashoda. Always, he's coming under the control of the devotee, Kirchor Gopinath, right? Sakshi Gopal, all these pastimes show that where the devotion has the upper hand. And so in this sense, we can say, the will of Krishna is subordinate to the will of his devotees. So Narottam Thakur says, Asraya Loya Bhaje Tare Krishna. What is that? I always forget. Krishna Marani. Something Gelo Akarni Marani. Anyway, it's saying, the long and short of it is, he's saying, take shelter of the devotee. To try and approach Krishna direct, he's Shyamam Tribhangalalitam. Crooked. He's unpredictable. Ahiriva Gata Premna Swabhava Kutila Bhavet. Rupa Goswami is saying the divine love moves and serpentine in its movement in a crooked way. It doesn't move in a straightforward way. Moves in a like the movement of a snake. So the higher devotees, they've observed that Krishna, the infinite comes under the control of the finite. Krishna is controllable by his devotees. So we will serve them. And then Krishna will come in the retinue. So we don't have the audacity to think that we know what is the will of Krishna. So we approach his devotees. Always. You don't get more substantial Krishna or will of Krishna through any other agency than the devotee. How will we know? As I mentioned, quoting Guru Maharaj on Gurudev's Vyas Puja, saying, you know, if Krishna comes before us, we will ask our Guru, is that Krishna or not? We don't think we're independently qualified to certify that. Swayam Bhagavan Krishna. That the right hand of Radharani, she is Krishnamoyi. She is filled to the maximum with Krishna, infinitely. Predominating moiety, predominated moiety. Predominating half, predominated half. And I said, so if we're speaking of the absolute truth, as philosophers do, then if we, I suggest to them, the absolute truth has a better half. Can you accommodate that? The absolute truth has a better half. That's in Krishna conception. The predominated moiety, predominating, predominated, and the predominated has such beauty and charm to entice Krishna. Krishna is a plaything in the hands of the Braja Gopis. You hear those elderly gopis when he's a baby, they're singing and making, he's dancing for them. They make him sing and dance. They sing songs and clap their hands, and Krishna's dancing. And they ask him to do things. Hand me that. And some of the things, because it's a Prakriti Leela, some of the things are too heavy to lift for Krishna, who's omnipotent. Too heavy for the omnipotent. Can God make a rock? Yes. So heavy you can't lift it? Of course. What were you thinking? And then he can lift the Govardhan, Giriraj Govardhan. My Guru Maharaj said, like, if he wants to suspend gravity, you can do that too. Not that it's heavy. The paucity of imagination. So Krishna, he's a plaything. That fruit seller comes, and Krishna's all excited as a child might be, and he grabs and his little palms, you know, some rice, and comes out because he understands they barter is the system, dropping half of it along the way, and he's holding it. And who's absolutely, irresistibly cute? You're looking at someone who is cute to the absolute infinite degree, holding palms of rice. She gives everything she's got. How exalted is that lady to be a fruit seller in, you know, Goloka Vrindavan or Gokul, as the case may be. Devotion is shown where the infinite comes under the control of the finite. That's Krishna at his most beautiful. And as Guru Maharaj said, not that we shall not think of Radharani as finite, but we're talking about a particular principle. So Madan Mohan Krishna, Madan, as our friend Dr. Freud says, the whole world is pivoting on Eros. Eros is the driving principle of material existence. Interestingly, being a perverted reflection of the spiritual world, it's the driving principle of the spiritual existence. Janmadyasya yataha, adi rasa, madura rasa, mukya rasa, according to Chakrabarti Thakur. The difference being, here, one madan, one cupid, driving everyone insane. There, when it was called Kandarpa Koti Kamani Avishesha Shobham. If 10 million cupids could personify as one, that would give some indication of the seductive charm, beauty, and sweetness of Krishna. You can't handle the truth. That's the truth. You can't conceive of 10 million cupids, admit it. 100 would be a lot. One is too much already. 10 million cupids. And then we understand, again, they're just trying to dial you in this direction because our brains can, it's like, I remember in math class when they said, and these numbers go on like this, and then we put this symbol and that means infinity, because we just can't keep going writing these numbers. That's what the beauty of Krishna is like. After 10 million, okay, you know, 10 million cupids. But in Guru, the Rupa Goswami, Raso Dhamma Karma Buddha, Madhur Dhamma Ujula, talking about Mahaprabhu's beauty, he's saying, and this is why the poetry is so beautiful, he's saying, 10 million cupids in full-blown cupidity. Being ratcheted up. Not just 10 million cupids, 10 million cupids in full-blown cupidity. And then what does Guru Maharaj say? Oh, Mahaprabhu is so beautiful, 10 million cupids will swoon to see the beauty of Mahaprabhu. That's why he's a poet like Rupa Goswami. And that Krishna, who has that type of beauty, we're told, so Madan Mohan, he's so beautiful, he bewilders Cupid. Who is Radharani? Madan Mohan Mohini. She's bewildering Krishna. So how beautiful she must be to have that effect upon Krishna, make him drop his flute and lose his mind. That sloka Gurudev, like where Krishna's lost his mind and the devotee's saying, so take mine. I hear you've lost your mind. Please accept mine. And there's always some doing, said the Gurus, and then what did Krishna say? And Guru Maharaj answered, he said, then Krishna was saying, like, what little I have left, you want to take that? Hare Krishna. Hara means she has the capacity to steal Krishna. So the devotees say, we're backing her. We're interested in her Krishna. She can extract the most sweetness from Krishna. Like those sugarcane wallas. You know, you can take a piece of sugarcane and go like a panda. You can sit there and pull off the outside. But those sugarcane wallas, they're like, they're getting every drop and they're putting it through again and again. You're thinking, oh, I think it's an, you know, again. And, you know, there isn't a drop left by the time they're done. It's a crude example. But you can understand. That's why in this way, it's actually in the self-interest of the devotees. She can, and the constitutional capacity of a jiva to interact with Krishna, how much they can extract. That's why, because it seems bewildering how by an intermediary, it'll be greater than a so-called direct approach. Has to do with capacity. She's Krishnamoyi. She can extract ultimate sweetness and quantity and quality from Krishna. And those in her serving line, they're nourished with that. So it's not just some sort of allegiance. Right? Some type of sectarian allegiance that we happen to have connected to a particular line, and therefore we say this and that. What we're discussing here is what you would call proof. Guru Maharaj, they're offering proof why this strategy is supreme. And who could be a more reliable offer a more reliable testimonial, right, than Krishna, who's the Adi Purusha, the original male, the original enjoyer, Bhoktaram Yagyatapasam. He knows all about this. Lakshmi Sahasra Satasam Brahma Sevyamanam. He knows all about the joys of union. And that Krishna, when he descends as Mahaprabhu, Jadigorna Hoita, Tabiki Hoita, Kamari Daritam Dehe, Radhar Mahima Prema Rasasima Jagata Janatake. He has come to broadcast the Radhar Mahima, the greatness of Radharani. What type of greatness? Like the greatest, that she is the greatest. And not just here, in his opinion, of the two, what she is experiencing is superior. They told, as Mahaprabhu, it's interesting, but Kirchhor Gopinath, the pujari, he gives Mahaprabhu and his devotees, what, six pots? Five, seven, I forget. Or he gives all, and Mahaprabhu keeps five or seven. Anyway. But then someone could say, well, he already tasted it as Gopinath. Now, Gopinath, you offer the bhog to Gopinath. And Gopinath takes that. And the remnants of Gopinath are prasad. Then this Krishna adharamritam, the nectar from the lips of Krishna, is what is the extraordinary a taste of prasadam. So Mahaprabhu, he wants to taste prasadam, and from that position, Radha Bhava Dyuti Subali, enveloped in the heart and halo of Radharani, he's tasting. It's not the same as Gopinath and offering the bhog to Gopinath. And there's no superior testimonial than Krishna's own, saying, this is the supremely relishable position, favored by me. I want to. So extraordinary, I want to also experience this. That's what Srip Damodar wrote in his diary. Sri Radhaya Pranaya Mahima Kidrisham Vanayeva. Radha Pranaya means the love that she alone possesses. Svadyo Yenad Bhuta Madhurima Kidrisho Veti so Kidrisho Veti Madhya. Svadyo means to taste what she has experienced, to taste. He cannot have that taste as Krishna. Can only be tasted from this other devotional point of view and her point of view. And Sokyam Chasha Maranubhavata Kiyadrisham Veti Lobhat. Sokyam, and the pleasure, the happiness that she experiences. These three reasons. Tad bhavadya samajani sachigarbha sindo hrindu. He appeared from the womb of Sachimata, like the way the moon rises from an ocean. How beautiful is the description. Still, as we heard, the wills of Krishna, the will of Krishna, Krishnara Icha. That means Icha here means will, desire, what Krishna wants. So the devotees, they go sometimes into wait and see mode. That's why they're saying, well, let us see what is the will of Krishna. Guru Maharaj would say, wait and see what leads to what. Everything is not meant to please me. Right? Everything is meant to please Krishna. Sometimes what pleases Krishna is apparently makes me unhappy. Asli shava paratam panasna mama darshanam maratam karotuva. So Radharani says, but if that pleases Krishna, that's my happiness. Right? Wait and see what leads to what, he would say, Guru Maharaj. Which way the divine will moves next. He who acts hurriedly will have to repent. So let us wait and see. What is the will of Krishna? sometimes Prabhupada would joke and say, you know, I have my plans, you have your plans, and Krishna has his plans. Is there another question similar to this topic, or?
There's another one from Sulakshana Didi.
Okay. She's in China. She deserves two. Like there's two chopsticks.
Can the surrender be also called love? Is that true? How much you surrender is equal to how much love there is in you and for you?
Guru Maharaj would agree with that. He would say, love is based on sacrifice. If there's no sacrifice involved, what kind of love is that? So, self-sacrifice, atmanivedanam, Krishna, samarpanam, offering oneself, sacrificing oneself, what Guru Maharaj sometimes describes as self-dissipation. Like the sandalwood stick, you rub the sandalwood stick into the grinding stone. It's gradually dissipating, but it's being converted into its essence. So through the process of surrender, and just to follow that conceit, going against the current of the world, you're going in this surrender current, against that current, prachodati. Right? And self-dissipating and converting into the proper self. So there has to be sacrifice. Yajna, sankirtanam, yajna. Yajne sankirtana praye yajantihi sumedasa. Ado arpita paschad kriyeta. So Sridhar Swami, the principal primary commentator on the Srimad Bhagavatam, says, really, for something to qualify as devotion, beginning, middle, and end is for Krishna. Offering the results, that's like karma yoga. But Krishna bhakti proper is beginning, middle, and end for Krishna. So Guru Maharaj likes to quote Hegel saying, die to live. If we want to move to the next grade, to live in a higher plane, then you have to die as you are at present. That means necessarily some self-sacrifice. Like some students, they might like a particular grade in school very much and envision sort of just staying there. But the time comes and some get promoted to the next grade, some do not. Some may have to repeat, but they go to the next grade and the next grade like that. So why are is Srimati Radharani and the Brajagopis revered as high? Because their degree of self-sacrifice is highest and greatest. Arjapatam chahitva. Sarvadharmam parityaja mamekam sharanam braja. Braja sharanam. Aslishava paratam slok. No other consideration than what is pleasing to Krishna, even if it's the cause of personal unhappiness. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says in one of his songs, the weight, the responsibility, or you want to call it burden, whatever word we might want to use. He's saying, associated with seva, it's like the proverbial labor of love. You say, I embrace all these things. because they're service related. There's some things to cook that require a lot of energy. Those who cook, no. Shukta comes to mind. And sweets and something. A lot of energy expended. But they may relish that position also. We shouldn't think that by sacrificing ourselves in the service of Guru and Vaishnav that we'll become less. Rather, the inverse. Like you look at Srila Prabhupada, Swami Maharaj, at such advanced age, putting it all on the line, getting on the Jaladuta, back to the Duta, the water messenger, the Jaladuta. Two heart attacks in the middle of the ocean. Why? Vilasatu Hridi Nityam Bhakti Siddhanta Vani. The voice of Saraswati Thakur, the order of Saraswati Thakur, his instructions are playing in his heart, right? In the deep heart's core. He can't deny it. And he's thinking, the best use of this body, kai, mano, baka, all of that, everything I have is in pursuance of the order of my Gurudev. Vyavasayatmika buddhi ekeha kurunandana. To sacrifice myself, my everything, in the service of his order. He's not thinking in any way, I'll be a loser for that. Then what happens? Shaktavesh. Divine empowerment. Like I mentioned, the superconductors. So when those ceramics go toward absolute zero, whatever it is, 350 degrees minus something, they have zero resistance to current, and they achieve superconductivity. So for the pure devotee, anyabhilashita shunyam, jnana karmajanam, they've reached such a degree of negativity, equated here with humility, that there's zero resistance to divine current, and they achieve superconductivity. He became a Shaktavesh avatar, avesh, empowered. Sancharja, that's a particular way, but so all the devotees, they will think, if I sacrifice myself in the order of Sri Guru, then you can expect some help, divine help, empowerment. As the Panchatattva told Saraswati Thakur, as Guru has held it, if you're sincere and you're for your service, your seva, then Krishna will supply all the paraphernalia necessary for your seva. Don't doubt that. And Guru said, will Krishna deny his own, neglect his own, someone surrendering to him, he will be unaware of that or insensitive to that. He will not help his own. Those who are helpless and dependent upon him, Goptitve Bharan. As he told, he saw the YouTube video where the baby elephant is in a quicksand and cannot extricate itself, can't get out. And then you see the mother come and pull the baby out. And I recall the Guru Maharaj saying, you know, animals, he said, do you think Krishna has less feeling for those who are surrendered to him than an animal has for their offspring? In fact, what is Krishna saying? Yes, I reciprocate accordingly. In the case of the Braja Gopi, he's saying, you've surpassed you've surrendered to me to such a degree, I don't know how to reciprocate the kind of love and affection you have in your hearts. I could give everything I have, it wouldn't be enough for what you have inside. So let virtue be its own reward. But then Guru Maharaj again took this statement to a conclusion and said, so he became their canvasser. He came as Mahaprabhu saying how great they are. And he said, I can't reciprocate what you have. I give myself, but I don't even think it's enough. So he becomes their canvasser. Radhar Mahima Premas Rasasima. He's telling us how great they are. Remember when Prabhupada said, Gopi Bhava Rasamrita Dilahari Kalola Magno Mumar. I thought, what is he talking about here? Saying, the gopi, that was their mood in executing devotional service. This whole movement belongs to them. That's what the whole movement is. But lest we misunderstand this, what is that? The gopi bhav is, you know, arjapatam, just total self-sacrifice for the pleasure of Krishna. The original Suicide Squad. Not like, Kamrup Bhaktas. So, they, you know, have the copyright, trademark, patent on Krishna. They own him. They own Krishna. And they can distribute him. And they do, through the Krishna consciousness movement. Last thing I'll say, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, do you know that line? Ved bole gai, it's in one of the songs where he says, Ved Purana, the Vedas and Puranas, they declare that Krishna is the property of Radharani and her girlfriends, the Braja Gopis. An outrageous statement. He's saying, the Vedas and the Puranas declare this. And I said to Gurudev, how can he say that? And Gurudev said, because he has a view of the whole. There it is. He said, because he has a view of the whole, he can say this. And he does say it. That's what they're telling us. So how fortunate we are, by the grace of Guru and Vaishnav, to have some opportunity to offer ourselves in service. Pujala Raghavat Gaurava Bhange Ma Tala Sarujana Vishayarange. Hare Krishna. Sudarshan, can you sing Hari Harai Nama Krishna? Hari Harai Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Hari Harai Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Yadavaya Madhava Keso. Gopalo Govinda Ram Srimad Suda. Gopalo Govinda Ram Srimad Suda. Jai Jai Giridhari Gopinatha Madana Moha. Giridhari Gopinatha Madana Moha. Prabhupati Sundar Govinda Deva Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnu Pada Prabhupati Rakak Sridhar Deva Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai.
Jai.
Bhagavan Prabhupati Sivanta Samarpati Thakur Ki
Jai.
Jai Supadikar Sri Sri Guru Gauranga Gandhava Govinda Sundar Ju Ki
Jai. Jai.
Sri Giriraj Govardhan Ki
Jai.
Sri Rupanuga Guru Varga Ki
Jai. Jai.
Sri Sri Brahmananda Ki
Jai.
Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki
Jai.
Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasri Gau Bhaktivinoda Ki
Jai.
Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shyama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki
Jai.
Vrindavan Dham Ki
Jai.
Navadeep Dham Ki
Jai.
Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat Ki
Jai.
Sri Gupta Govardhan Ki
Jai.
Ganga Devi Jamuna Devi Bhakti Devi Tulsi Devi Ki
Jai.
Om Vishnu Pad Vishva Varenya Srila Esi Bhagavadanta Shami Prabhupada Ki
Jai.
Jai Srila Bhakti Vimala Vidut Maharaj Ki
Jai.
Jai Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Madhacharya Vrinda Ki
Jai.
Jai Sriman Sudarshan Prabhu Ki
Jai.
Jai Bhakti Lalita Devi Dasi Ki
Jai.
Seva Vrinda Ki
Jai.
Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Ki
Jai.
Nithai Go Premanande.
Bhakti Suryu Goswami Maharaj.
Jai.
Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai.